do the thing that God put Ron Burgundy on this earth to do, have salon-quality hair, and read the news.
I feel like I'm getting drunk and electrocuted at the same time.
You need to pull it together.
This guy's bad news.
What happens now?
Now I go to work.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
Here and the Trump called Biden low IQ. Sorry, I was just fascinated by that. The dramatic body cam video from the ending, the successful resolution to a the Amber Alert that you got on Monday morning. I retweeted it, or did I? I don't see a little. All right, so I'm reposting it. But anyway, it's because of the intuition of, a deputy in Kitsap County on the, the Kitsap Peninsula on the west side. You have your Seabeck that's a little south of the Bangor subbase. And this deputy knew the area and in fact, knew the mother that had her four-year-old son that she had no legal right to have because she was a drug addict and had just come out of prison and decided that the rules don't apply. A lot of that going around these days. And the deputy, Buonvino, B-U-O-N-V-I-N-O, I'm going with Buonvino, contacted the woman and pulled over, and she stopped. She pulled over. And he was off duty, and he got kitted up on duty for the Amber Alert, and so that's why it's on body cam.
Hey, Shannon.
See, so I mean, he knew the woman by sight and by first name.
How are you?
Good. Hang on. X-ray 77. I'll be out with Shannon.
On out of the car, Shannon.
Okay.
So the car is idling. The car is already on.
No. Stop. Turn it off.
Turn it off. And he gets her left hand out the open window and is restraining her in that way. But she doesn't have the car in park.
And then turn it off. Get out of the car.
Please, my son.
Put it in park. Put it in park. You're going to crash.
Please don't.
Hold the air. Come out of the car.
Please, my baby.
Keep your hand.
She took the four-year-old boy from his grandmother, who, because the single father has sole custody of the kid, and any violation of that is a violation of a restraining order, and that's what she's done. So she's bought herself a couple nights, maybe a couple weeks of hurt doing this coming out of prison. And he's not being, he's controlling her, but not being rough with her.
Can't grind your back.
You're going to cuff her to control a suspect.
Please,
it's my baby. That's fine.
So she's in cuffs to control a suspect because kidnapping is violence. Now, I know that in the case of Gaza, silence is violence. But in this case, kidnapping your own kid in violation of a court order, that's going to be violence. And so the Kitsap County people that are responsible for the Amber Alert are now en route full speed to Seabeck.
X-ray 77. I have her in custody, and I have the child. Okay.
So there you go. Resolution of a correct resolution, the one you hope for. But that's the thing. That's the entire point of an Amber Alert is in parent kidnapping. They just end too many times in a bad way, like just a week ago in Pierce County, where a woman threw the body of her own four-year-old boy, Ariel Garcia, out of the car, out of I-5, dead, because the boy's grandmother, her mom, the woman's mom, was about to petition for custody. So it's a really serious issue. I can't begin to tell you this kind of stuff. The other iron in our fire is the darn kids and the lack of consequences for their actions. And I mean, I don't know what it takes to make lawmakers or county law enforcement or the county executive or the county DA to sit up and take notice. But I'm going to say, kid carjacking you with an AK pistol. That's my new bar.
Tonight, police in Renton are looking for a teenager after
four
boys robbed a man in Renton while driving a stolen car. The incident happened around 5:30 this evening.
By this evening, he means last night.
The victim said he saw a weapon inside their car, decided to give the teens his money. Police later spotted the stolen car in the parking lot of an Albertsons. The suspect then took off. Police eventually caught up to the three teens, booked them into jail for robbery. Officers also recovered a fully loaded AK-47 pistol from the stolen car.
And upon recovery, by the way, I mean, there are two ways this can happen. But the weapon in the photograph at Channel 4 is the Renton PD evidentiary photograph of the unloaded AK. The magazine is out and the weapon is on fire. Not, it's burning, but the AK has a particular safety where you can't pull the bolt back unless the safety's out of the way. And so that's how you would unload it and clear it. So there's that. But I mean, I don't trust a 15-year-old or a 12-year-old with a loaded AK waving it around. And I like how the man made the a wise decision here on the...
Tonight, police in Renton are looking for a teenager after four boys robbed a man in Renton while driving a stolen car. The incident happened around 5:30 this evening. The victim said he saw a weapon inside their car, decided to give the teens his money. Police later...
Which I concur with that decision. I mean, he saw the weapon being brandished or whatever. I assume it's being brandished. That's how he saw it. But so we got a problem with the kids. And this was, if you recall... and Renton PD might be onto something here. Their PIO spokesperson is former TV personality Megan Black, and with the news that the kids from last week, and there was a crew of like four or five of them, the ones that drove into South Center, and then they did the Hollywood thing of pulling into, well, the Hollywood thing is go into the mall, either park in the parking lot or foot bail and run in there. And so that's what they did. They foot bailed. And at this point, there's not enough hoodie you can put over your head, not enough balaclava over your face. The cops know you. They know you because you bail out of cars with your pants falling down over your butt or whatever. But this is a completely, this may be a completely separate crew of gun brandishing teenage carjackers that are known to the police.
That's right, Preston. He said it was a cop's intuition, saying he was out.
Okay, so these are our Renton kids.
Investigators say the kids in this multi-city crime spree are no strangers to them.
Many of these kids are known to police.
Investigators tell me it started around
That was Megan Black, their PIO. Down there. So, I mean, at this point, they're interacting with the same crew so often. They know them. They know them by the clothes they wear, the way they wear their clothes.
3:30 in the morning in Tequila, where police say the kids, decked in ski masks and armed with handguns, carjacked a person for their Nissan.
Tony Deville, East Valley and 43rd.
These violent adolescents, age 12, 15, and 3 16-year-olds, then tried to...
43rd.
Wait.
These violent adolescents, age 12, 15, and 3 16-year-olds, then tried to carjack someone at this key bank on...
Okay, so, I mean, honest question here. I'll look into this, but I want to know who their parents are. And, you know, this recent trend of the assistant principal in Newport News, Virginia, who after credible witnesses were saying that 6-year-old has a gun, wouldn't search the boy? I mean, and then the parents who had their manic depressive suicidal psychotic son saying, I want to kill people and then myself. And then they said, I bet this Glock 26 will cheer you up. They're going to be thinking about that for 10 to 15 years in Michigan. I like this trend of making people accountable for the weapons that they don't lock or buy for their murderous son or create a violent, murderous son at the age of 12. Because I get news for anyone who wants to do the, you know, they're victims of they're all products of their society. No, they're products of their parents is what they are. And there's not enough Echo Glenn, not enough Dow in this Constantine to where there's going to be a society that doesn't need a jail to put a 12-year-old running around jacking cars with a gun and all that. Well, let's just know more by knowing it all.
I want it all, and I want it now.
Know it all. First thing.
Mr. Woods, back here, back row, are you here because you want to see if you can win another green jacket?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
Hmm.
Want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
No, we're good. So anyway, the Masters teased off later today if the rain breaks up, and it's going to be this is where CBS knows and the Golf Channel knows and everything. With Tiger in there, it's a couple million more eyeballs per day. You can charge more. It'll be streamed. People are going to watch it on the phone. And by the way, this may be the first Masters where more people watch it on Thursday and Friday at work on their phones than watch it on the TV. And thing two.
Second thing.
The kids are mad. They're mad because they're making so much money, but they can't afford. And I mean, there's a simple answer here. I think it's missing these days. But here is the kid that's viral. And this is more important than money is being played all over the place. Here's this guy.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live? And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. Yeah, you heard it.
A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800.
Now, let me rewind here. I, you know what? It was never my goal to be a janitor at a drive-in. that was not my life's aspiration. Or I'd be back out there in Port Angeles with my little jumpsuit, with my coveralls, with a garbage can over my back and a pointy stick to grab the condoms that you just threw out the window on a Friday night. You're welcome.
8 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment, $2,200. Who the f- can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now, but I know so many people are struggling.
And they are, and there's another inflation marker that's going to come out today. The consumer preference expenditure is a bigger one, but that's the details that no one wants to get into on the radio. Now, I'm gonna admit ignorance. What is the federal in a county with the highest minimum wage in the country, in Tukwila? What's the federal minimum wage? Is it like $7.80 or something?
I think something along those lines.
I mean, it's not double digits.
No, not at all. But I think it's around $7, $8, something along those lines.
So if you're making three times that, you're going to be making over $21. So I want to make sure he's doing his math right.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage?
So we're in the $21, $22 an hour ballpark.
And I cannot afford to live. And I do not want to hear the...
And so his bitch here is that a one-bedroom apartment, $1,800.
Go, guys! A one-bedroom apartment. $1,800.
Okay, let me get my wild stab dart, throw it. Oh, look at that bullseye. You live in the wrong town, DA. You either spend more money on gas and live cheaper in an apartment, or you walk to work at $1,800 a month to Chick-fil-A or hot dog on a stick, I'm assuming, since you eat crayons. So don't know what to tell you. Do not know what to tell you if you can't figure this out. And you're right. The goal is not 90 hours and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. But I mean, you know, live where you can afford, buy where you can afford. You don't have a human right to live in Brentwood or on Mercer Island. You don't have any such human right. You don't have a right to squat. You don't have a right to go to your
UC Berkeley dean of the law school's house and tell him all about your First Amendment right. You don't have any, these are not rights. You do have a right to take every job that you can. You, if there's 28 hours in the day, take a third job and then sleep with the rest, you know, or whatever. There's nothing stopping you from taking more jobs and making more money. But I gotta say, I mean, there's at the most expensive, my first Seattle, when I worked at Drexel Burnham Lombard, they're at the 1111 Third Avenue building. I lived at the Edgewater. When you're coming west on 520, look left, look south, and there's that block of Navy barracks-looking apartments. That's because they were built in World War II by the Navy. Really well made, but they were expensive. And I thought, that's how you live. You live down in Madison Park at the foot of the number 11 bus. And because I market open at 6:30, I had to be on the phone at 6 a.m., at 6 a.m. with a shirt and a tie on, making cold calling the Wyoming oil fields to if you're interested in another call about the buy list, largest privately held investment bank in America, Drexel Burnham Lombard. Perhaps you've heard of us by name and reputation. And then we'd get into your industry. You're idle. Your money's doing nothing. And by 6:30, I had to have 10 leads for the broker I worked for. And then we're done at 1. And then maybe mid-morning, we got a break at around 7:15 to go and get this one plate. And they would put two scoops of scrambled eggs, a slice of ham over the top, and some cheese. It was like $2. It was amazing. And then we walked back to the firm and had more coffee. I never said, hey, I have a human right to have a coffee machine at my cubicle. It's just odd to me that, and this is why maybe this is a cry for help. So
can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms?
And that's the problem with TikTok. I can't explain to him, and he's not going to read the comments. And if I put this on TikTok, he's not going to listen to it because he thinks clearly that he has a right to at three times the federal minimum wage of a gated community and the whole thing. So this is what's funny. If he was in Tukwila, what's the department in Tukwila? I'll do? I'll go on Zillow and I'll look that up, but I guarantee that a one-bedroom apartment in Tukwila is not, if you're making $20 an hour, and I don't agree with the Tukwila minimum wage, unless people are applying for those jobs and making a line to apply because you need employees. So you have to do that. But that's never been what drives the city of SeaTac or King County in general and the whole thing. But the simple answer is live where you can afford. And if you're super lucky, live around people that ride horses to church on Sunday, like me. It's funny, if I live a block from work, it's a lot of money and I don't want to spend that. And then it's not the way I want to live. It's not the way my dogs want to live. It's not the way the 15-year-old one wants to live. They don't even know it. I know it because I used to live here. So to live the way I want to live, I have to do some driving in the morning. And so I get to make a deal about the gas. And so I do mentally. I die a little. I throw up a little. Then I use my Safeway points or Albertson's points or whatever. All right. And that's a lot. That's a long thing three, isn't it? All right. Well, so
it's thing two, but yeah.
No. Oh, thing two. Okay. I'll do a 6-for-1. Trump called Biden a low IQ person. I'll play that for you here in just a second. Arizona's abortion ban is politically not great for the GOP, but it's not the law for 60 days. They're just not telling you that on any of the White House friendly channels. It's those details that trip them up. But we'll get to that. The gun show loophole that they all point to has finally been closed. And the Masters rain delay and stuff. Let me get my, what was I going to do here? So here again, this is a graduation dinner party for Berkeley Law graduates. Maybe we're getting at something on this. And it's on the private property of the dean of the Berkeley Law School, Chemerinsky, Professor Chemerinsky. He's kindly invited people, anybody, to come to the celebratory dinner because, hey, you made it through law school. Apparently, some of you paid more attention than others. And so what happens? Well, a woman brings a Mr. Microphone and starts giving her explanation on why from the river to the... And Chemerinsky, by the way, Jewish fella. And so she interrupts and she thinks that's her right because of the First Amendment to stand on someone else's property and tell them how that works.
Peace and blessings upon you all. Tonight, we are gathered here in the name of commemorating our final few weeks as law students.
This is my house.
Tonight
my
is also the last night of the holy month of Ramadan.
Fun fact, I'm not a lawyer in California, but I know that if you own the property and you tell me to leave, by law, I have to leave or I'm a trespasser. So there, and look at that. Give me a degree, Berkeley. How did this wind up? Well, let me skip ahead 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Wait, there we go.
Please leave our house. Please leave our house now.
We are leaving. We are leaving.
This is
my home.
I had a home in Palestine too.
I am sorry.
And that's called the full Berkeley. If you tell the trespasser to please leave my house now, that's like saying I strenuously object, Your Honor, or whatever. All right, when we come back, Garry Kasparov, he was a great thinker when he was, you know, the world chess champion. When he's explaining America's place in the world to a typical panelist at MSNBC, he's an even greater thinker. And now you get to be the recipient of his great thinking in just a second. Back in a second. AM 770 KTTH.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The fine print, people. A lot of real estate fraud in China and surrounding countries, as it turns out. And a lot of it is affecting us here on the West Coast because the Chinese company, whatever it is, Evergold or whatever. If you've seen that story about the towers that are covered in graffiti in LA, they own that. They don't want it. They're not going to spend a dime. You're never going to see a dime out of them because a judge in Hong Kong said just liquidate because... They're looking at a $300 billion deficit. This is one real estate company. And fraud was a big part of it. And it's going to bring down the wrong people. A lot of members of the Chinese Communist Party were getting their beaks wet by being part of these just impossible deals where to get a building built, you had to grease the palms of chairman this or chairman that. So you gave him shares. He didn't have the cash. You gave him shares. And he's a member. He's just part of the seven-man standing committee of the Central Committee. So he's rich on paper. And now he's buying a house from you, and he's already moved in, the whole thing. And it turned out they were taking your money up front to build the next building. You moved into yours. So there's people, they got so ahead of their skis in China that it's going to burp the economy. Well, guess where else they did it? In Vietnam. And the largest real estate tycoon in Vietnam did the same thing. She was effectively a Ponzi scheme, because who's not going to need a house in 20 years or 100 years? So she was taking your money now. You were moving into a building that was built with someone else's money. So Trong Mai Lan has been found guilty. And in Vietnam, if you're found guilty of defrauding the country of nearly 3% of the GDP of the People's Republic of Vietnam, the 67-year-old chair of the real estate company, Van Tin Phat, charged with fraud amounting to $12.5 billion, the 3% of the country's GDP. So, death to you. Death to you. Appeal? What's that? Is there a banana tree around? No. So anyway, she's going to be killed because she defrauded the wrong people. That's one thing about a dictatorship. Don't defraud the wrong people. And so today, again, more talk about the Arizona, the old-timey Arizona abortion law, by the way. And this was because, if you're interested, instead of just throwing the date and saying, it's 160 years old, it's from 1864, Lincoln appointed the judge and the whole thing. Well, judges don't write law. Wait, what? The difference between now and then is that, you see, Arizona was a territory back at the time. And so when it became a state, when it was made a state in 1863, the Civil War raged. It still raged. And the Howell Code is what it was called. And slavery was not allowed in Arizona. But the Howell Code recognized that it's a legal issue. And part of the Howell Code made it illegal to entice black people to leave Arizona so that they can be sold back into slavery or into slavery, because slavery still legally existed. But old Abe Lincoln got rid of that with that Emancipation Proclamation. So here it was, quote, every person who shall administer or cause to be administered or taken any medicinal substances or shall use or cause to be used, any instruments, whatever, with the intention to procure the miscarriage of any woman then being with child, and shall be thereof duly convicted, shall be punished by imprisonment in the territorial prison for a term not less than 2 years, nor more than 5 years, and shall be bereft of horse. I'm adding that. Provided that no physician shall be affected by the last clause of this section, who, in the discharge of his professional duties, deems it necessary to produce the miscarriage of any woman in order to save her life. In other words, that's a medical exception is what that last bit was. And that's old-timey is what that is, I say. But the part when you're doing, when you're bleeding and panicking that, like, for it, let me read some of the signs. Da, 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 da. 1864 laws have no right to my body and my health. Stop banning abortion. So her basis is that it was written in 1864. My favorite one so far is no uterus, no opinion. So I guess I'm growing me a uterus in a little petri dish at home or something, because I have an opinion. I think that you're performatively going over the top to drive donations is what you're doing, because I read the end of the first paragraph from a local newspaper in old-timey Arizona, a site of the OK Corral there in Tombstone. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday to return to a pre-statehood territorial law banning abortions in nearly all cases. The court voted 4-2 to lift the stay on the territorial law, meaning a Civil War era 1864 law could go into effect in 60 days. So the law is not going to be on your uterus for 60 days. So in other words, the legislature is going to do something, but it has to be the right thing. They would not allow a vote on the wrong thing. Yes, they're going to make sure it's the right thing. And why are they? Well, because even Trump said, I'm not for, even Carrie Lake, even Ricky Lake, Carrie Lake said no on this, because as the legendary Senator Barry Goldwater predicted in 1973, you gotta leave your religion out of this law, this Roe v. Wade, because this is going to be the death knell of the GOP. And he's right. So I would highly recommend playing chess and not checkers on this one. And that the majority of Americans are not nationwide abortion law. The majority of Americans are not Mike Pence. And a 15-week abortion ban is overwhelmingly supported by Republicans and Democrats, and that's just reasonable. The 6-week ban, that's a head scratcher on that one. Florida will work that out, which is the entire point of the Dobbs decision, is that it should reflect your local votership, and that was Trump's entire point. But he can't help but saying, "I killed Roe v. Wade." He gave it to a Supreme Court that he appointed, three of the nine, knowing full well that their inclination was to find in Dobbs what they found, that it should be a state issue, never should have been a federal issue, and stuff. But you know how much I like it when he calls Joe Biden low IQ, and so now here that comes. So here's the deal: it's the day before the holy day. Ramadan is over. Any perceived Islamic limitation on use of violence is now over. Israel bombed a consulate of Iran. It happened to be right next door to the embassy of Iran. They didn't use drone operators. They used F-35s dropping Boeing-provided JDAMs, a precise building for the purpose of dropping it. Dropping it appears to have the operational effect that was intended, and that was that the Iranians didn't have the capability to immediately respond. So they'd respond with words, and the words are, "You will rue the day," and "We will crush your bones into sand," the whole thing. They've added to that today with some interesting subtleties, and one was that they regard the consulate as Iranian soil. The embassy, international law regards the embassy as sovereign soil of the nation it represents, but not the consulate. So that's why, in defense of the founder of the Live Golf Circuit, Mohammed bin Salman, when they hacked up that occasional contributor to op-eds to Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi, that was in a Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The capital of Turkey is Ankara. That's where the Saudi embassy is. And so they had no protections. That's the Turkish standpoint. That's why the Turks had the thing bugged and video. They have it all on video, but they could have stopped it because they knew it was going to go on. They didn't do it. But anyway, that was a consulate. The Iranians are saying, "Oh no, a consulate is an embassy," and that's a bit wrong. I can't tease it without playing it for you.
Biden has totally lost control.
So the question was, are you going to go to Israel, which would be a totally baller move for Trump to do?
All of the Israel situation, he has abandoned Israel. He's totally abandoned Israel. And frankly, he's a low IQ individual. He has no idea where...
Touchdown. There we go. Back in a second for the two-pointer, AM 770 KTTH.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
When you want to keep listening but won't be near a radio, there's an app for that. Stay with KTTH as Republicans push to win back the White House.
We just saw Biden down at the border. It was his second trip in 2 years, both for political reasons, both photo ops, and in both cases, he did not even see a single illegal immigrant, which almost takes effort given what's happening down there. They didn't want him to see it. They cleaned the whole thing up.
Download the AM770 KTTH app in your Apple or Android app store or at KTTH.com.
AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here for your Practice Friday. Fully functional fill-in producer Wyatt in for the voice of Seattle, Gary Tomlin. I'm looking at Gary Kasparov here. Greg Tomlin, who today and tomorrow, right?
Yes, and tomorrow.
So he is Dave Ross today and tomorrow. So I hope he's pretty darn proud of himself on that one. But anyway, I'm sad to report that my interaction with Japanese culture did not occur yesterday. I'm gonna knock out Shogun episode 7 tonight. I highly recommend it. It's a real slog of a book, but I read the novel when I was a kid. What I did not know about that is that the author, James Clavell, was a POW of the Japanese in World War II, which was a very harsh toque, as they said back then. Because he gained his intimate knowledge, which is shown with his knowledge of history and everything, in the tendrils and the tendons of the book, it's a real, real tough book. But the TV version is this remake on Hulu is phenomenal. There, I just made up a streaming service. I mean, that it's on. But look for it. Look for the remake of Shogun. It's really, really good. But I've been completely head faked by gangster Guy Ritchie, the masterful Guy Ritchie, whose movie Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels first came to international prominence here at the Seattle International Film Festival, as I recall, because there was a certain person involved in it that worked at Cairo, Tom Tangney, and he gave me passes to a movie that he didn't think he'd be interested in. And I worked at night, and I went, I'll go catch it, the 5 p.m. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And I gushed about it. It was so good because it turned out to be a really, really good movie by this up-and-coming filmmaker. So blah, 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 marries Madonna, makes horrible movies twice. And then so then he makes this series called Gangster that's on Netflix. You can't turn it off. And it's all there. It's not like Shogun. It's bingeable. Just try to put down that remote, man, or whatever. But anyway, it's terrific. Everything you liked about him. So now it's a generational test. Wyatt, have you ever seen Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Barrels? I have seen Snatch, classic film.
Yeah.
I need to watch Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, though.
Yeah, if you like Snatch, you'll love Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And Layer Cake, the producer, in his own right, made a really, really good movie, Layer Cake, with Daniel Craig. Anyway, Gangster is terrific. It's the direction, the dialogue, you know, the whole thing. You know who else is really great is Garry Kasparov. We got to enjoy him while he's still alive, because if I'm Putin, I'm putting him his one shield, because he's a former grandmaster, world champion of chess. And that there's a couple lines that no ex-Soviet would ever cross. One would be killing the lead ballerina or ballet dancer from the Kirov ballet or a great poet. And that was the thing. That was like Brezhnev when Solzhenitsyn won the Nobel Prize for a book denouncing the Russian political prison system.
they never considered whacking him. They just did not. Because the Soviet people would know that was our scumbag government. They would know. And they would lose more legitimacy than they would want. Because at the time, you know, they owned all the guns. They didn't need to intimidate anyone. So Mikhail Baryshnikov could defect and denounce Russia, which is why by defecting, you are doing that. Garry Kasparov, same thing. He didn't defect. He moved here. He left the Soviet Union. He left Russia after the Soviet Union. And he is Putin's number one bad guy. He also understands how the world works. He is a great thinker, unlike the woman who confused eclipse with apocalypse and killed her entire family and herself, which really happened. Kasparov understands world power and how that works. And so talk about explaining in crayon eating terms. Now, his accent is kind of thick here, but he understands why America is powerful, and he understands why Putin understands it's not powerful, and that to him, what Putin is doing right now is fighting World War IV. So I'll let him explain it as he does to a bunch of people that don't understand. They're talking to a genius.
The parallels was 1940 probably may not be.
By the way, I don't mean you. I mean the panelists on Morning Joe, who are confusing America the day before Pearl Harbor, when there was a very loud stay out pro-Nazi segment of America. But the war had been going on for 2 years already. But we don't know this because we're Americans. Oh, look, there's Garry Kasparov, a former Soviet.
Very accurate, because the balance of power in 1940 was not as is today.
Okay.
Don't forget, you know, the Germany was too strong. Stalin was on German side. Japan was too strong. Italy was also controlled by fascists. Today, the free world has overwhelming military and...
Okay, I need to get a ruling from Wyatt. Accent, do I need to stop and translate, or can you get what he's saying?
That's very straightforward. I can understand what he's saying.
Economic advantage. And I think it's again, we're getting lazy. We're complacent.
Yep.
On one side. But also, you have Donald Trump, and it's a very different view about America's role. Donald Trump is not hiding his agenda. He wants to make, not peace, but deals with Putin's of this world. And I can hardly explain how people in his party, some of them, but still minority, are openly arguing for Putin's interests. Because, you know, you have to go just, it's all way down the road. If Ukraine loses.
So let me stop down. Someday I'd love to meet this guy and shake his hand. What he's talking about is to an American, if he said to an American, when did World War II start? They would say December 1941. Because for America, that's when our participation, active participation started. But the war had been going on, and the war began with Hitler and Stalin invading Poland in September of 1939, because Stalin knew what was coming, and he tried to suck up to the guy, and it worked until it didn't, and because Hitler invaded Russia in June of 1941, and that's when he stopped being on Hitler's side. Okay, so Stalin and Hitler were at war technically with England for a year and a half, almost 2 years before America entered the war. So it was a slow buildup. And that's not appreciated because of teachers and stuff in America. But Google it. The war ended. We won. And we won bigger than any nation in the history of the world won. We stood astride the entire globe with a magic bean that no one else had. And literally could have taken the world, but we did not, because we like to be a moral people. Well, that ultimately is the ultimate civilizational moral question. You have the power to control the earth. It's August 10th, 1945, and there is another A-bomb. There's going to be 200 more. And Stalin hasn't even tested one yet. He has the plans because he's penetrated your atomic program, but you have the monopoly on it right now. What do? Break up the colonial world? And let everyone be liberated? Yes, is what we did. Was that dumb? What would Napoleon say? You're stupid is what he would say. But as the dust settled, the world turned away from the pound, came to America, came to New Hampshire in 1944 and agreed America is about to win this war huge at the Bretton Woods in New Hampshire. Let's make the dollar the world reserve currency. Let's do all of our business. Maybe locally in our country, we'll have shekels or reals or zlotys or whatever. But when we deal country to country or corporation to corporation, it's going to be in dollars. Whatever the exchange rate is, we'll work that out. But it's going to be in dollars. And America is going to back it all up because it will be the world reserve currency. So that's not like we had a parade, but that's how that worked. And it's a big, big deal because we're a powerful nation. And then a nice side effect is the world said, you might want to learn some English. And so Garry Kasparov goes on. Now here's the part where he's showing a wristwatch to a pig.
You know, you have to go just, it's all way down the road. If Ukraine loses, then American lives will be on the line, because then you have to walk away. But don't forget, America can fund the deficit because dollar is a reserve currency. Why dollar is reserve currency? Because America is strong.
He's saying reserve currency, by the way. Again, this is his Duolingo. Maybe he needs to get up to hour 10.
Of currency because America is strong. If you sacrifice America's strength and walk away, a lot of people, I mean, China is there waiting, you know, this. They say, why should we pay American debt? So America has no choice but to stay on top, or everything will fall down as house of cards.
Talk about less.
This is absolutely a brilliant outsider's perspective from orbit, that Americans don't see that day by day because we only use dollars in America. You know, if we buy wheat or natural gas, they'll take dollars because that's what we take too, because we're America. It's the world's reserve currency. And, you know, after the fact, you know all these wacky facts about Hitler. He only had one ball and, you know, all that crap, right? What do you know about Xi or Putin? Most Americans know nothing. They don't know the crucial personality facts about President Xi or about Putin and what they want. And the point is, the Cold War was World War III. They lost, we won. That's why we don't have 700,000 guys in West Germany or West Germany anymore, because we won. Putin considers what's going on right now, the reorganization, that he's winning World War IV because he knows it's on, and we don't. We're acting like we're not. We're acting like Marjorie Taylor Greene knows better than Garry Kasparov that we can walk away and China will not be willing to take over for the world reserve currency, and that, like, they're not actually coordinating for all this to happen and the way to react to take away America's power. Believe me, they want to do that. All right, back in a second. Our final hour, I'll tell you about a woman who committed a horrendously despicable act, the worst act a parent can do, because she confused the word eclipse with the word apocalypse. Back in a second, AM 770 KTTH.